Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Batman has been depicted multiple times by multiple actors, but our next guest has played the Dark Knight more than any of them. He's been doing it for 25 years now for the animated series and various iterations thereof. Kevin Conroy will be appearing at Dublin Comic Con from August 11th to the 13th at the Convention Centre. Kevin, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. When did you start playing Batman?
92. I started doing it, and I had had no... The only exposure I'd had to the character was the Adam West series in the 70s. And when I went in to meet the producers to audition for the role, it was the first animated job I ever auditioned for. I was a stage actor from New York. I trained at Juilliard. I did a lot of Shakespeare. I had a classical theater background. I happened to be in L.A. doing a TV series, and my voice over agent said, they're putting together a new show over at Warner Brothers, Batman. And I said, new show? Batman's been around forever. He said, no, it's never been an animated show. This is going to be the first one. So I went in and I met Bruce Timm and Paul Dini and Andrea Romano. And these people became sort of the gods of animation. These are the best of the best. Mm-hmm. But this is 92 and we were all young and no one really knew who anybody was. So they said, Bruce Timm said, what's your background in Batman? I said, well, I know the Adam West show from the 70s. And he said, no, that's not what we're doing. That's not Batman.
Yeah.
We love Adam West, but we didn't, you know, this is going to be different. So they had to explain to me the whole Dark Knight legacy, losing his parents as a child. This was going to be very dark film noir. He lives with two identities in a cave. He's avenging their deaths. He's a man with a mission. And I said, well, you're kind of telling the Hamlet story, because I was looking at it from a stage point of view. Mm. And he said, well, no one has ever said that before. So I just gave it a shot. It was a total fluke. It was just an actor using his imagination in an audition situation. I had no anticipation of what I was supposed to do. I had no apprehensions because I'd never done any animation.
Yeah.
So I just used my imagination and I came up with this sort of what I thought a very dark kind of mysterious sound. And they went for it.
Yeah.
And they hired me on the spot and they'd seen over 500 people.
Crikey. Now, of course, the thing is, it's not one character. It's two characters,
yeah.
Batman and Bruce Wayne. So how did you differentiate
Well,
them?
After a while playing the character, when we first established it, I said, wait a minute, you mean this is the most successful, powerful, wealthy, eligible bachelor in Gotham City, living in the big castle on the hill.
Mm.
And he puts on a mask and nobody knows it's him. I said, seriously? We should have two different voices. You know, he has to be more disguised. And I used in my mind, I don't know if you're familiar with, there was a wonderful movie, The Scarlet Pimpernel, years ago, Leslie Howard did. And he played this very, you know, wonderful, mysterious avenger fighting for truth. But by day, he was a very foppish aristocrat. So I thought, why don't I make Bruce Wayne very much a playboy, a very ironic, sarcastic playboy. So I used my own voice, but I used that sort of David Niven quality, that kind of, you know, just very, very wry, very sophisticated kind of sound that, and they started writing for it and they liked it. But over time, they had me tone it down because it was just too humorous and the show was very dark. The palette's very dark.
Mm-hmm.
So they had me tone it down to the point where there's still a slight difference, but it's much more subtle now. It's just basically my own voice is Bruce Wayne. And then the Batman sound goes down there.
And what's interesting about the Batman you've been doing is that it's extended in many multiple directions and timescales. And
well,
you've even done,
you know,
Batman as an old man.
There's that wonderful John Lennon line that I love. Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Mm.
None of us ever know what life is going to bring. What people come up to me at Comic Cons and always ask for advice about getting in the business. And I always say, look, the most important thing you can do is get training, because the one thing I can guarantee you, the only thing I can guarantee you, is that it's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. No matter what plans you make in life, life is going to throw curveballs. That's all life does, is throw curveballs. And you can't get angry about it or you'll spend your whole life angry. You just got to learn how to hit curveballs. So I always tell young actors, learn how to hit curveballs. You know, get trained. Be willing to go where you go. I didn't know I was going to be a voice actor. I thought I was going to spend my life doing stage work. Well, the business changed. You can't do stage work and make a living. You just can't. Mm-hmm. Everyone on the stage in New York are television or film actors. Those are the only people who can afford to do theater.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that John Lennon line of life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans always comes back to me because I had no way of knowing this is what was going to end up for me.
Yeah. Now, and as I said there, you have done animated Batman where Bruce Wayne is an elderly chap.
Yeah. Well, it started with Batman the Animated Series, which was just me as the sole character. Then they brought in Robin and it became Batman and Robin. That was a whole different series. Then there was Batman Beyond, where I'm... No, then was the Justice League, which is where I'm one of seven. And then Batman Beyond, which is where I'm old, 80-year-old Bruce Wayne. He's still got the fire in his heart, but his body just won't do it anymore. So he has to hire a young man, McGinnis, and get him to be the new young Batman Beyond. So then that one, I'm 80. So I went from there down into something really crusty. You know, he had to get really aged. But he's still very powerful. So yeah. That was fun to play.
Yeah. And in those different series, are you working with more or less the same writers? You know, so it's or well, does the character get tweaked a bit?
It's more or less it's the same, for the most part, the same casting director and director, which has been the one through line through most of the shows. A wonderful woman named Andrea Romano who has a great love of actors. It's a sort of a little known fact about Hollywood that most people really hate actors. They resent them. They think they're overpaid, overindulged brats, right? Where the fact is that we lead very tenuous lives. You never know where the next job is coming from. A lot of actors are known as being narcissistic because they're treated like crap for the first years of their life. So they develop these shields of armor, you know, around themselves. Andrea understands all that. She understands the neuroses, the insecurities, and she knows how to work with people. And she tends to hire really generous actors. Actors are people. There are generous ones, selfish ones, kind ones, mean ones, just like, you know, normal people. Andrea always picks generous people who love to play ball. Like my favorite Joker that I've been working with for 25 years is Mark Hamill. Mark is just a genius with character work. And we love working together. And we get in a booth together. And Andrea said it's like watching little kids play in a sandbox. We just have so much fun interacting with each other. He makes me a better Batman and I make him a better Joker. That's a unique thing about Warner Brothers. They like to get everyone together. So the recording...
Right, it's not done cold.
Disney and some of the other studios, they like to get cold reads of each separate voice because then in post-production, it's much easier for them to put the show together. But if you get all the actors together, it's like a radio play. And they're fun. And you get much better performances out of people. So we get these great, great reads in the booth with, you know, four, five, six, seven actors together. They'll be great.
Yeah. You must have an opinion then on the various film iterations of Batman.
No, I have no opinions. I have no opinions. What I thought is interesting is that at first I thought it was kind of crazy that they didn't have one guy do the whole franchise and have him become the sort of identified face of the character. You would think they would. I thought it was counterintuitive that he didn't have one guy. But then when I saw how differently each actor portrayed him, from Michael Keaton to Val Kilmer to Christian Bale to, you know, just on and on, that I thought this is really smart. Each actor does it so differently that it's really interesting to see how they do it. And I think it's unfair to make judgment calls on one being better than the other. Some are better at doing Bruce Wayne. Others are better at doing the Batman character. And it's all sort of dictated by the director, too, the world the actors put in.
Yeah.
So I think they're all interesting. Look, I think Mark Hamill is the definitive Joker. He's a genius Joker. But then I saw the way the Joker was portrayed in the film versions, and they're brilliant, too. They're not better than Mark.
Yeah.
But they're just different.
Yeah. You must have a favorite, though,
No. It's like favorite. You know, I have no favorites. It's like trying to pick your favorite child.
Yeah.
No one has a favorite child.
Well, I mean, would it be fair to say that in the current iteration, his name has completely gone out of my head, the actor who's playing Batman now, where he's a kind of...
Matt Damon. Ben Affleck.
He's a slightly wounded, kind of battered,
Batman. I think what's wonderful about what Ben Affleck... I think of all the people doing both identities, he gets both identities probably better than anyone else has gotten them. He's a wonderful Batman, and he's a very cool, sophisticated... urbane Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, whereas Christian Bale was a brilliant Bruce Wayne. He does that type of thing really well. I thought his Batman was a little, I don't know, the voice was a little heavy-handed. Mm-hmm. So it's just, but they're all wonderful. I mean, yeah. Christian Bale is one of the best actors around, so yeah. They're all wonderful.
And given that you've been then working in animation for such a long time, mm-hmm. what happens to your career? Because I suppose you don't have the disadvantage of being typecast, because... it's just your voice.
Well, oddly enough, I do. It's very hard for me to get other voice roles now because I'm very identified with this character. And even when I disguise my voice, it's hard for people to hear it. So I actually just started a new show. I just started recording it last week, actually. And I don't think I'm allowed to say what it is yet. But I am doing a new character. And I'm very excited about it because it's the villain. And he's a real character. He's like off the wall. And so that'll be a stretch for me, and I'm really looking forward to it. But yeah, it's interesting. The business types people. It just does. Yeah. You know, look at Mark. He was typed as Luke Skywalker because he was a young, handsome, leading man. That typed him for a long time. And when I got to work with him as a Joker, I realized this guy's not a young leading man. This guy's a character actor. That's who he is. He's got so much more going, you know. He didn't really get to start exploring that until he was older.
Yeah.
And he does it more in his voice work now than anything else.
Do you like these conventions? Because sometimes I wonder, is it a trial for actors? Because you can be asked questions, incredibly detailed questions about that you might necessarily have the answer
What's great about the conventions is, especially for stage actors, because, you know, there are all different kinds of actors in voice work. Not all of the actors came from the theater. I came from the theater. I studied at Juilliard. I had a strong theater background. I love the audience. I love interacting with the audience. I play to the audience. I do panel discussions, and I just love to work the room. I've become like a different person. It's performance art to me. I have a blast. So I love the interaction with the audience. I think a lot of other people find it intimidating because... the conventions are very hands-on. It's very tactile. You're right there.
Yeah.
And you have to engage, I think, if you're really going to be honest with people, you have to engage. And Batman, the wonderful thing about Batman is he's so pure. His motives are so pure. He's so good. Audiences love that about him. They love the purity of his motives. I had a young woman come up to me in Chicago, and she said, I've always wanted to meet you. I just want to hold you. Hold me. Well, that's a very intimate thing to do with someone. I said, absolutely. Come here. And I gave her a big hug. She started to cry. She said, you don't understand. I grew up in the projects on the south side of Chicago. Everyone I knew from when I was a kid is either in prison or dead. They all went into gangs. She said, I'm the only one who got out, and I'm a professional, and I have a life. And it's because I had Batman every afternoon teaching me what was right and what was wrong. She said, if it hadn't been for Batman. And I said, wait a minute. You're the one who got you out of the projects. And your mother's the one who taught you the difference between right and wrong. Yeah. It's the one you should be thanking. And she said, no, but you were like my babysitter every day after school. So my mother was at work. She, you know, he has such a personal relationship with so many millions of people. And to be associated with that character is such an honor. It's, you know, for an actor, who knew that was what was going to happen, you know, got into the business. But what a privilege to be that part of people's lives, you know.
Kevin, thanks a million for coming in to speak with us today.
Kevin
Conroy, as I said, will be at Dublin Comic Con 2017 from the 11th to the 13th of August.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.